Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
When you're shamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th to learn more.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Don Lynn Quintana, are off tonight. So it is me flying solo behind the mic, and I just want to say thank you so much for those of you that are tuned in and listening. You know, we've got a lot going on. Fall started, and we are kicking into high gear with all things Vegas and our show going live again for the second year at Mandalay Bay during the WNFR, and we'll be at the Roper Cowboy Marketplace. So we've been real busy getting a hold of our guests and scheduling our guests, and I'm really excited about those that are going to be coming on and what we've got planned. So make sure you're following us on all of the social media realms that you can, whether that's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. We definitely have those accounts, as well as our shesgonecountry.us. Check out our website, and we'll be posting updates there and also who's coming up on our show. I want to say a special thank you tonight. First and foremost, I'm going to take just a minute and say thank you from the bottom of my heart. She hates when I do this and I put her on the spot, but I want to say thank you to my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, because I'm telling you, in the last 30 to 45 days, between her and my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, they have just really come up from behind and elevated me and empowered me to get the things done that we have been pressing to get done, and I could not do the show without them. I also want to say thank you to Debbie Davis, because she is my local partner in crime here, and she keeps me in check, and you know, we're all here as women elevating and empowering each other to do it, whatever it is that God calls us to do. And so that's what the show is all about. We're all about, you know, the stories behind the stories and elevating and empowering everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love the Lord and love the country we have life. We're going into year number 3, and I'm telling you what, it's like Mach 2 with your hair on fire. So I want to say thank you to all those ladies so much for being by my side. Donalyn, our biggest cheerleader, I know she is engulfed in some really heavy, revy stuff, and we miss her and wish her nothing but the best. All she does with Western Wishes. And of course, our sponsors, For Radio, Trace Rio Silver, and Les Schwab Tires, American Hats. We thank you for all that you do. Challenge of Champions Tour, I know they're busy in their season getting ready for 2016 and getting our event schedule lined up for next year. And then, of course, Andrea, she has come aboard. I want to say thank you to her as well. She is my newest and greatest website and graphic guru, and she is with the Rodeo Spot Marketing. And she has all your needs if you are specializing in rodeo, whether you're a committee, a contestant, or a contract personnel. Make sure you look her up and see what she's doing, because she does a great job. Go check out our website, shesgonecountry.us, and you'll see just what a great job she does keeping up on our website. So thank you to all of you. I could not do what I do without all of you behind me. With that being said, I want to touch on one other thing. If you haven't already registered, please be sure to head over to bootingoutdomesticviolence.com. We are smack dab in the middle of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and a lot of times Domestic Violence Awareness Month kind of gets the backseat to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and really they both go hand in hand because they really touch the lives and the families that are in the neighborhood. And so they both are equally important, and we are doing a fundraiser to elevate and empower and break the silence to stop the violence, and we're supporting and empowering Nanup Crusade and four charities. So get your videos, if you haven't gotten registered, get yourself registered, whether you want to do it the photo contest or you want to do the video, whatever you want to do, just get yourself registered, get yourself a team, head over to bootingoutdomesticviolence.com, hit the team up button, and get your team going. And I should be posting my video. We did kind of a fun creative video this weekend, and I just need to get it posted. So be looking for that. You'll see it. We ran into some gals on the street this weekend. They were out having a good time, and I got them to film a little fun video just to show what it is and how easy it is to say, hey, we support all that you're doing to boot out domestic violence. So check that out at the event site on Facebook. Again, if you want to know more about it, you can always message us on our show page, or you can find me at just Becky Christensen and message me there. But whatever you got to do, get involved. This is going to grow and grow and grow year after year, but this is our inaugural year, and it's just this great concept that we're doing. So we just need all your support so that we can help our communities heal and be whole. So with that being said, I'm really excited tonight. We have last week we got to have Rowdy Berry on, and Rowdy, he's just a great guy. He's from the Northwest, and we love him. He's like family. We've known him for many, many years, and his beautiful family that he has, and they are so engulfed and entrenched in the rodeo community and everything that it is in the Western way of life, from, you know, rides to the rodeo rounds to artistry, and their children are falling right up behind them because that's the legacy that he and his wife, Laura Lee, is building. And so tonight I get the honor and the privilege. So welcome to the show, just one of those that are coming up in the Rowdy herd, and she is making a name for herself, and she's a cowgirl in her own right, and I want to welcome to the show Clay Noel Berry. Clay, are you with me?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, now I'm going to share with our audience, Clay is currently a junior in high school. But she's actually in Washington, and I don't know if every state has it, but in Washington they do what they call the Running Start program. So if you're a junior in high school, you can opt in and do like a double major, get your high school diploma and get your AA degree and do it dually your junior and senior year. And so is that correct? Is that what you're doing? So go ahead.
Oh, I'm taking it at the Columbia Basin College here in Tri-City.
Well, now where do you go to high school at?
I go to high school at Kennewick High.
Awesome. Well, now here's the thing. This is why I'm really excited to have Clay on the phone, because we've had some great stories from the older generation to the current generation in the rodeo world, but Clay is a fine example of the generation that is coming up. You will see her on the PRCA scene. You will see her in, you know, and we're going to talk about that, but you'll see her in lots of places in the Western world because she has such a heart and a passion for what it is she's doing. I mean, if you looked at her resume, she's a cowgirl at hand. She's, you know, champion. She's been on the 1D champion team for the team challenge, lots of different things. So, you know, I think where I want to start, because I think it's so important to emphasize our youth, because, again, we're all about the stories behind the stories and the heart of the cowboys and cowgirls. And it's about bridging the gap and really keeping the heart of the American West alive. And I love seeing the youth and what they're doing and how they're just keeping it alive and real and just going after it. And they have such a bright future with everything that's changed. So, Clay, tell me a little bit, if you would, and share with our listeners a little bit about you. And, you know, you're a junior. Tell us a little bit about growing up. And how did you, other than growing up in it, where did your love come from for the sport of rodeo?
Well, people ask me, well, when did you start riding? And I tell them, well, technically I've been riding since I was still in my mom's stomach, because she used to barrel race when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, my gosh.
I just love it. I mean, it didn't really click till a couple years ago, and I've always done it since I was probably 2 years old. Or, like I said, when my mom was pregnant with me, actually. And I've done it I've done like our local high school rodeo for 3 years now. I've done our local barrel racing club since they could lead me on a horse pretty much. And it's just so much fun. You meet so many new people. And, like, I know people from all across the country that rodeo or barrel race that I've met at, like, the high school national finals or at the NFR when I was a baby or just people in town. It's amazing how many people you meet.
Well, now tell me a little bit about, did your mom teach you how to barrel race? Was she the one who trained you?
Yeah, she did. I've kind of stolen her horse the past couple of years. And I've been doing really good on her, and she was my coach up until I think I was about 14, and she still coaches me a little bit, but I wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for her.
Yes, you have got some great, great parents to mentor you and role models. Now tell me, you know, within, you've got your rodeo career, but you're also, like I said, a junior in high school doing the Running Start program. Do you do any activities as well at school? Do you do FFA or play any sports or anything like that, or is it solely rodeo?
This is the first year that it's been fully rodeo. In middle school, I played volleyball and basketball, and then my eighth grade summer, going on to my freshman year in high school, I did a summer kind of parks and rec swim team, and I really liked that. But then I got engulfed in high school rodeo, and I just haven't been able to let it go. And then the past 2 years, I've played basketball for Kennewick High. But I think I have a colt that's coming up, and so I think this year I'm just going to focus on him and try and do the best that I can do in high school rodeo, and hopefully it'll take me to the high school national finals again this year.
Well, so let's talk about that a little bit, because, I mean, to be a junior and make it to the national high school finals, that's a process and that's a commitment. And so tell us what that was like to, you know, in your journey. We've got about 3 minutes till break. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what that was like making it to your first national high school finals rodeo.
Oh, my gosh. So I didn't even know I was sitting in the top four for the state of Washington in the barrel racing until probably February of this year. And I looked at the points and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I've been working for this since I was in eighth grader, because that was the year that I started junior high rodeoing. And
mm-hmm.
I probably broke down in tears when I fell out. And then once I recomposed myself, I made a plan of everything I need to do. I need to do everything I can to take care of my horses and then some, and they need to stay in shape, and then I also need to stay in shape too. And so I just went to all the spring rodeos with, like, the heart to do as much as I need to do to get to the finals.
Well, it's got to be pretty exciting, because when you go to the National High School Finals, and I'm assuming because there's a junior high school and there's a high school, it's going to be freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors that compete at the National High School Finals. And you're coming from all 50 states, all the events, and all the different age groups. It's got to be a pretty crazy feeling to look around and look at each other and know we're going to be the next college rodeo team and champions. And after that, we're going to be the PRCA, the next round of the PRCA. Was it really kind of a surreal feeling when you got there and you got to experience the whole atmosphere of being at the finals?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It was one of the best feelings I've ever had in the entire world. I got there, and I was literally jumping up and down with excitement. Like, I finally made it there. And then throughout the week there at the high school national finals, I met so many new people, and we all talked about it. We're like, okay, well, where do we go from here? Like, what do we want to do? Are we just doing this for high school, or are we going to continue this as a passion? And I think everyone I talked to wanted to continue to do that. And it was just so cool to
Well, that's pretty crazy. I can only imagine what that experience is. That, you know, you get the opportunity for 4 years to experience that, and you've made it already this year, and you've got another year to go. So we're going to take a quick commercial break in station identification. If you're listening and you want to chime in with us as we're visiting during the next segment, please feel free to do so. Just hit one on your keypad, and my producer, Maria, will let us know you're on the line, and we'll bring you on the air. So stay tuned. We will be right back with Clay Noel Berry.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Trust Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rios, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am here tonight. My co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana, are off tonight. So we are visiting tonight, and it's just me and my guest, and we're having a great time. She's such a doll. Oh, my gosh. I'm so impressed by her speaking ability already. It goes to give you a testament of the type of folks that are raised in the Western world and the culture and everything that is the American cowboy. So it's my honor to bring back to the show for our second part of our second segment, and that is Ms. Clay Noel Berry. Clay, are you with me still?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. You are just a doll. I'm enjoying speaking with you, and just you're very articulate, and that's great to see in our youth, because our youth can be so hard pressed these days because they're so enmeshed in technology and video games and just, you know, just a different world, and they lose touch with the things that are great, and I like that you've gone beyond that. You've spread your wings and you're doing so many things. I mean, I want to share with our listeners, I mean, she's a 2015 she was on a Team Challenge 1D champion team. 2014 and 15, she was Tri-City Barrel Racing Association Open champion. She won it again as the senior champion in 2015 and the novice champion. And then, of course, she was the reserve champion for Washington State High School Association for the barrel racing and a qualifier for, as we were talking before the break, the National High School Finals Rodeo. And then the next thing I wanted to touch on, first of all, where was the high school finals held at this year?
This year is in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and then for the next 2 years, it'll get moved to Gillette, Wyoming.
Okay, so middle of the road for most everyone traveling from in all different directions. So that's kind of nice, kind of a neutral location. But with that, with all that you do, you know, you're a junior in high school and you're doing the Running Start program. One thing I wanted to ask you is, what are you in the Running Start program? Are you doing just your basics right now, or are you focusing on any particular degree? How does that work?
Well, I found a degree that I wanted to pursue in, and someday I wanted to be an applied kinesiology chiropractor, which is how your body's connected mentally, physically, and emotionally, but mm-hmm. I found out starting salary for that is $30,000, and you can't exactly rodeo off $30,000, but so I have to try and find something new to do, but I don't really know exactly what that is right now. For sure I want to rodeo, and so I obviously have to make good money to do that, but I want to help people. Like, I love sports medicine, and I love, like, seeing the look on people's faces when you know that you've, like, helped them, even if it's just, like, emotionally or physically, or just, like, help them through tough times, anything like that. I love doing that.
Well, have you participated in any fun charitable organizations in your tenure in school so far, or in your 3 years in now, going on your fourth?
I have helped out with the Justin Cowboy Crisis Luncheon in Las Vegas during the NFR, and I love doing that. I love what they do, donating all the money to the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund and helping all the Cowboys and Cowgirls that they've actually helped my parents when we were in a tough time when my dad got hurt a long time ago. And also my family used to put on a kind of like a cattle drive up at our ranch. We used to have it 2 separate weekends from in April. We used to have like our branding and then the cattle drive that we have. And 1 year we decided to put it together, and so people could donate money to one of their charities that they have or one of ours that we had listed, and they could come spend the weekend, and we'd gather cows and then brand them, and we'd have this big, huge lunch. And then we would have dinner, and we'd have a cowboy poet and a country singer, Coyote Joe, and we just sit around the campfire and tell stories, and there isn't electricity up there or even cell service. And so it kind of just took us back to our roots where we couldn't be, like, distracted by technology or anything like that. And it was pretty cool. We loved doing that.
You amaze me. Can I just tell you that, Clay? You blessed me. Thank you so much. I just love listening to you talk. So that's awesome that you get to do all those things, and you're able to, you have a servant's heart is what it sounds like to me, and that's the best kind of heart to have, because that's how we bless others and how we can be blessings to the blessed others that we come in contact with. And I know you've, again, I can't emphasize enough, you've got a great support system and a great structure with your mom and your dad and their hearts that they have for the Lord and what they do every day. So that's pretty special. Now I also want to touch on, last year you were the Washington State High School Rodeo Association Secretary. This year you're the Vice President. Tell me a little bit, if you would, and share with our listeners, what's it like being on basically the board of directors running the association? Is there a lot of pressure doing that?
Not really for me, actually. It's kind of surprising. But I think because my dad is the Columbia River Circuit President, and watching him do that, it's taken the pressure, like, off of me, because I know what I need to do, and I know the expectations that are set for me. But I love it, because I'm able to make a difference in the Washington State High School Rodeo Association, and if there's something that the kids do or don't want, I can help make that happen or help stop that from happening. And you just meet so many new people. At the high school national finals, I was a delegate because I was the Washington State High School Rodeo Association student secretary. And just by going to the meetings that we had at nationals, I met so many new people. And I was able to help select for the student board of directors for the National High School Rodeo Association for the 2015-2016 year.
You are a busy, busy girl. I tell you that is for sure. And that's, you know, I love all the things that you're getting to do. You are getting so much experience at such a young age that's going to carry you so far into the future that you're not going to have to worry about only making $30,000 a year. I'm sure you will be just fine in whatever career choice you make, and it's going to get you down the road. And my hunch is you're going to keep running barrels, and you're going to keep competing, and you're going to be winning money. It's going to get you down the road, if not, you know, make you a world champion one day, and we'll see the WNFR getting that buckle on that saddle. So no doubt in my mind. Now, I want to touch on, we have probably about 4 minutes left, and the one thing I wanted to touch on is I wanted to let her share the news. I posted out on my Facebook last week and shared through She's Gone Country as well as my personal Facebook, and really encouraged all of our listeners and followers to vote for you for some special contest you're entering. So will you share with me, we've got about 3 minutes left, share with our listeners what you found out today and what you have entered and what the next dates are.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry talking about this. So when we went to the high school national finals, we were walking around the convention center, and NRS was doing a model search. And I had done a little bit of modeling for, like, my orthodontist, I think, was pretty much all I've done. And so I was like, okay, you know, like, I'll do it. And so I entered the picture, and I probably checked their Instagram page for probably 2 months straight, seeing if they had posted the results. And then all of a sudden, last week, they posted the results, and I didn't even know about it. And then my friend Allie had said, or had tagged me in the picture and said, oh my gosh, Chloe, look at this. And so they've gone, we're just getting done with round one, and they took the top 12 boys and the top 12 girls, and then from to round two, they'll take the top 3 boys and the top 3 girls, and whoever gets the most likes on their pictures is how they decipher who goes to the next round. And then after round two, they'll take the girl and the boy with the most likes on their pictures to go model for NRS.
So it's for NRS. And so, listeners, if you're listening, because we older generation, Clay, we're not always that technology savvy. And so sometimes we have to explain things really thoroughly so they understand. And I'm the worst one at doing this. So if you see me post your picture, you have to go through to the NRS site. If you go into the NRS site and click album, you'll see it says High School National, I'm not sure what the name of the photo album is, but you'll see the photos. Click that album. Click her photo there. Don't click like on my Facebook. Don't click like on my show Facebook. I mean, we love those likes and we appreciate it because we know you're encouraged by what she's doing. But do us a favor and go into the NRS site and like the page from where it's posted at on their site so that she can win this competition. Because if you see her Facebook page, she is just a beauty, tall, lengthy, beautiful blonde hair. She obviously gets her looks from her mother, and I'm sure she's going to follow in her mother's footsteps and be Miss Wrangler one day. So we want to encourage her. She is our youth. She is our future generation. She is everything that we are bringing up in this next generation, and they're going to be our leaders, and she's going to be a fine one. And, Clay, I wish you the best of luck. I wish you congratulations. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out to be with me today. It's been a real treat visiting with you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such a blessing, and I loved talking with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Tell your family hello, and I will be posting this, everyone, so if you missed part of it, be sure you go back and listen to the archives and send it out to your friends and let the world meet Clay Newellberry, because she is a rising star, and I know she's going to go far. So with that, I am going to say goodnight until next week, and we are going to close it out with a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyon. So I say goodnight, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Crystal Lyon, and I got this pit bull that was raised in the city as a house pet. She has no idea what she actually is, and I'm glad about that. We used pit bulls to catch wild cattle on river bottoms where the brush was too thick to swing a rope, and I've seen pits do some wild things when it comes to catching and holding something many times their size. They are truly awesome dogs when in their rightful environment, devastating when they're in an environment they were never meant for. And when it comes to hog hunting, nothing beats a pit bull or a pit bull cross. Well, one of my jogs over ranchland, I came up on three pretty good-sized wild hogs. She had no idea what to think about that. We jog by cattle, and if one cow snorts at her, she hightails it out of the cow's way. She absolutely has no idea what she's made of. It's never entered into her mind that she has all the makings to dominate any animal out there on the ranch. She hasn't the faintest clue what she's capable of. As I was contemplating this, it dawned on me, that's us, the body of Christ. The DNA of God is flowing in the veins of every believer in Jesus. We're the sons and daughters of the Most High God. He's given us His Spirit to enable us to overcome every obstacle that would hinder what God would have us do. And yet we, like her, can be backed off as easily as a cow blowing snot at us. My pit bull sees herself more like a chihuahua. The children of Israel were conquerors who saw themselves as grasshoppers, and we're children of the king who see ourselves like beggars. Maybe we need to be educated on who we really are. So, Are you a pit bull or a chihuahua? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journals. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Discover the mysteries of cosmetic dentistry. For all the insider tips and wellness solutions, tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th at 7 p.m.
ForRadio.com.